A business deal gone awry on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. I'm Bill Wheelhouse, joined by Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register. Tim, one of the things going on is there was a downtown development project underway involving two fairly well-known individuals in the community, and that has gone south.
We talked a couple of months ago about the former First United Methodist Church at 5th and Capitol. Irv Smith, a former alderman, and Dan Mulcahy, a local developer, had purchased that property back in April with plans to convert it to what they call Metropolitan Place, and it would have been entertainment, recreation, some residential, and that type of thing as an anchor to downtown. Well, now at here we are a few months later, and Irv Smith has filed suit in circuit court. He is claiming Dan Mulcahy has misused some of his investment in that project. So the whole thing is on hold. The judge in the case actually issued a temporary restraining order. There can be no more work on it. And subsequent to that, Mr. Mulcahy filed for bankruptcy. So the whole thing is up in the air indefinitely.
They are reluctant to comment on it as well?
Well, the other thing the judge did was put a gag order on both of them that said they can't talk about this case at this point, something to the effect they don't want to try it in the press. But there's a couple of hearings coming up, so we may know a little more about what's going to happen. But as you know, now that it's in circuit court and in federal bankruptcy court, which puts a halt to everything, this is going to likely take months. And who knows, maybe a year or two before this is really worked out, and which is really unfortunate for the downtown redevelopment efforts. That's a key spot downtown. Across the street is the YWCA. There's some redevelopment plans there. So they all had this this notion of these two developments being blended and restoring that section of downtown, but all of that now is going to wait on the courts.
The next issue kind of truly is a grassroots issue, and that deals with raw milk.
We put out an appeal a few weeks ago. The Illinois Department of Public Health is considering a regulation of sales and processing of raw milk from cattle, goats, water buffalo. That's one that really caught my eye. Any hoofed animals. We put an appeal online asking folks who drink raw milk just how they felt about these regulations. We got responses back from as far away as Washington State and New Jersey. Some folks who feel very strongly that this should be available, should be commercially available, and that they don't want the Department of Public Health to overstep their bounds. Now, if you talk to the Public Health Department, they're saying it's illegal now. That what they're simply trying to do is establish some regulations that would say here's how it can be sold and when and where. The final regulations are probably a few months away.
And also a business that was damaged by fire, says it will rise from the ashes.
Well, you remember back in September, the Merlin Muffler Oil Change Shop on Wabash Avenue, there was a fire there that just the fire alone heavily damaged the shop, and they weren't able to reopen. And then after that, some waste oil that had been stored on site spilled, made its way into the water system and eventually to Washington Park. And you'll remember there was quite a cleanup required that involved the Environmental Protection Agency. We talked to the president of the company a week or so ago, and he says they do plan to reopen in Springfield, maybe on the existing location or somewhere else, but they hope to be back.
Tim Landis, thanks for stopping by. Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read what he's working on daily in the SJR.